Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we have L.A. Mayor Karen Bass on the line with us now about the tape showing the beating of Tyre Nichols. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Your first reaction to watching this video?
Well, I was horrified and saddened at the same time. The only thing I could think about was the fact that that family now, that is going to be the image that they have for the rest of their lives, the last few hours of their family member's life.
And, you know, this is something that our country has been dealing with, perhaps, you know, as some say in inside minority communities, they say we've been dealing with this for a lot longer than you have been aware of it. But now the country is becoming aware of it. So we see these things. And now we begin to see that more often, at least, it appears that the police officers involved get fired. They get arrested. They get charged with this. And I know that is something that you have said we needed to see in this case.
Well, they actually don't. It's very rare happens, that they get fired. It is very rare that they get fired, and it is extremely rare that they get charged. That's why I commend the police chief, because she fired them immediately, arrested them, and charged them with murder. At some point in time, yes, this has been going on for generations. The only difference now is the technology that reveals it.
Mayor, can this behavior, this mentality by some of these officers out here across the country be changed? Can this go away through training?
Well, to me, training is only one issue. I think training is the beginning. But I think more important is leadership, the leadership of police departments, the leadership of cities that say we are just not going to accept this anymore. There has to be consequences, just like any crime. If you don't have consequences, then the problem continues on. And then in terms of policing, you know, I am hoping that there will be the day that we have standards in policing. That's one of the reasons why I was involved in the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act nationally, because in our country we have 18,000 police departments with 18,000 different ways to do policing. Standards, accountability, transparency is not consistent. And there should be, just like any other profession. You would think that there would be unified standards, accreditation, et cetera, and there is not.
Yeah, to that point, Mayor, in some other countries, to become a police officer can take up to 2 years of schooling and training, not just training, but schooling and education to become a police officer. Would you, as mayor, want to maybe start moving in that direction in the city of L.A. for LAPD?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, again, I think that we have training here. Officers go through the academy. But I think that, again, it's training combined with leadership, and it's also accountability. And so, for example, you would think that with the herd of people that were beating on that young man, that somebody would have called a stop. Somebody would have felt a duty to intervene. And I know that that is a policy that LAPD adopted a few months ago, which is the duty to intervene. Everybody is responsible, and any officer could have said, hey, let's back off. But after they finished beating him, they didn't care for him at all. They propped him up on the side of a car and just left him sitting there. Even when the paramedics came, they just left him there. So, you know, the beating was horrific, but the treatment after the beating was, frankly, even worse, and I'm sure is what led to him losing his life.
Chief Moore was just on the line, and he was talking about how pointing out these bad apples in the police department is helping to improve, you know, weeding out this problem. Do you agree? I mean, more, of course, he said needs to be done. Could you, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, there's always the talk of the blue wall of silence, I guess it's called, where police officers will protect each other even when they do harm. And let me just say, law enforcement is not the only profession that does that. A lot of professions do that, where they hide the bad apples, or they don't want to expose the bad apples. But we do have to raise the standard. And I know that the majority of police officers don't want to work with officers who brutalize people or who officers that commit crimes, because that impacts the entire profession. But it has to be raised to the point where officers are not afraid to come forward, where officers are not afraid to intervene if they see one of their own acting inappropriately.
You know, taking this question away from police departments and policing, is there something endemic in our culture that you see that leads to, that provides the field for this kind of inhumanity to grow in not just police officers, but people in general, this willingness to dehumanize people who have a different opinion than you do in politics, in religion, in someone's sexual orientation or way they express themselves? Is this part of a bigger problem that just seeps down into also police departments, because police officers are armed and they have the cover of law that where they can beat somebody with their batons?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I do think that it can happen anywhere, that you can reach a point of callousness. I frankly think we've reached that point with the unhoused population in Los Angeles, where people in general now stereotype them, that they're all drug addicts, they all choose to be there. When we get frustrated, when we get angry, when we don't see things solved, when we don't understand the problem, then we tend to lose our empathy and lose our humanity. And that's why it's important for leaders who take on positions like I have. It's my responsibility to get out there and solve the problems. And if I'm having trouble solving the problem, then I need to be accountable and transparent and explain that to the people of Los Angeles.
How do we even begin to solve this problem of, you know, the behavior of some officers across this country? I mean, we touched upon this before. You mentioned we need reform at the top nationally, but that seems every time that discussion comes up, it goes away. It's fought. It's beaten back by the police unions and, you know, departments. What is this? What is it going to take? Beaten back by the police unions and, you know, departments. What is this? What is it going to take? Where do we start?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that we definitely start at the point of recruitment in terms of people who go into law enforcement. It is about training, but it is also about consequences and supporting each other. And so for officers to know that there will be consequences. And I think that that's what the police chief has shown. And I don't think that other officers that come afterwards would feel that they could just get away with something like this. I mean, they knew. I mean, their body cams were on. And obviously, if you saw the tape, someone else was taping, too. That was not, you know, a tape was happening. A camera was happening outside of the officers. So you get multiple viewpoints to see what exactly they were doing.
And we are seeing protests happening in other cities, some demonstrations, and most of them appear to be peaceful. There were reports that there were some people being arrested in New York City, that maybe something there was getting out of hand. But what do you think about the demonstrations that we might see here in Los Angeles? You know Los Angeles. Do you think we'll see that, or do you think we might see more of a response tomorrow as people have a chance to digest this?
Well, I do think that we will see a reaction. How could you not react? But I don't have any reason to think that protests in Los Angeles are going to devolve into violence. And I certainly don't want to see anything like that at all. I mean, if people want to express themselves in the form of protest, that is the American way. That is a part of our First Amendment. But it is not a part of our First Amendment rights to destroy property. And nobody gains when that happens. And frankly, it sets the reform movement back when there is violence that is associated with it. And if people break the law, there's going to be consequences for them as well.
All right. Thank you very much. We've been speaking to the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.